This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
Just because we know what to do does not always mean we do it. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul encourages the believers to live up to the truths they've learned. A prime concern for all Christians is discovering God's will. Paul makes it clear God's will for each of us is our sanctification. We need to walk to a different drumbeat, break out of the world's mold, and demonstrate a distinction, especially when it comes to our sexuality. God created sex to be enjoyed by one man and one woman committed to each other in a lifelong marital relationship. When sex is reduced to a weekend excursion, it degrades the participants. Nothing damages the human psyche like allowing oneself to be used to gratify someone else's lust. Sex was meant to produce a renewed feeling of commitment, not a hollow emptiness. It's no accident that the sexual revolution has spawned a generation of adults with a shattered self-worth. Jesus is returning for His church. We'll hear a shout and a trumpet. Suddenly, we'll be beamed up. Our bodies will rematerialize in redemption form, and we'll live forever with the Lord. Even those believers who are dead will not be left out. Their corpses will rise resurrected and be reunited with their spirits. In fact, they'll go first, since they have 6 feet further to go. Man, I can't wait. As we say in our church, we'll be seeing you here, there, or in the air.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.